What's up, guys? Kenny here, and welcome to the Kenny Cannon Podcast. In episode 7, we talk about my trip with the family, where we were unplugged for 7 days. There's also a little bit about a near bear attack experience in the episode, so make sure you pay attention to that. If you're liking this content, you're liking this show, you're liking what we do here, go to iTunes and subscribe there, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're pretty much everywhere: iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, all that kind of stuff. You can go wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe there. And also leave a review, because that helps people find this content and enjoy the experience with you. All the information that we talk about here on the show, including pictures and all that kind of stuff from our trip, is on KennyCannonPodcast.com. If you go there and search for the episode, you will find them. Also, if you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, anything like that, you will also see them there. So subscribe to the show on iTunes, on Google Podcasts, on SoundCloud, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, wherever you listen to your podcast, wherever you take in your content. Subscribe there, and also leave a review so that people can find the show and enjoy the experience with you. Now, let's get on to episode number 7. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Kenny Cannon Podcast, episode 7, where we talk a little bit about my vacation. Me and the family went up to Lake Wallenpompack in Pennsylvania. We rented a lake house up there, and I found out the night before, I didn't know this, and I don't know if Casey knew it or not, but I had no idea that the house had no internet and no TV. The TV thing didn't bother me all that much, but when I first heard it, I was like, man, no internet, that's going to be pretty tough. Like, you know, how am I going to keep up with work? How am I going to, you know, check my emails and like do all that stuff? And This was the night before, so basically I started freaking out a little bit, and I ordered two nights before, actually. I ordered, like, this hotspot thing, and it ended up, like, not working. It sucked. So what I did was I just, you know what, I'm just going to unplug for 7 days, and I'm just going to enjoy the family, enjoy the lake. I mean, I'm a fisherman anyway, so, like, we bought my boat and my kayak and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, so there was no shortage of things to do for me and the family, but I was a little freaking out. I was a little freaked out. So I sent an email to my list, and I was like, listen, I'm gonna be unplugged for 7 days. And that was pretty much it. And basically I wanted to go over like how that went and how it made me feel and some of the things that happened. So I think the first thing is that, like anything else, it's pretty obvious that we're addicted mentally and all that to things like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and the news and, you know, our phones and stuff like that. And, you know, what I found was that I got over that pretty quickly. For me, like, I was fine, like, the first day. Like, I didn't even care. Like, I didn't even know what my phone was half the time. I mean, I was on the dock fishing, or I was out in my kayak, or we were, you know, out in the, you know, in the front yard doing something with the dog or whatever. To me, it made no difference whatsoever. And what was pretty amazing is that the kids were the same. Like, they really didn't care all that much either. I think in the beginning it was a little tough, but it was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. I mean, they were playing board games. They were playing cards and running up and down the stairs down to the lake, because it was like the house was like on a hill, and you had to walk down all these steps and stuff. So yeah, they got over it really, really quickly. You know, all of us did, and it was pretty easy. And it made you feel almost like a reset. That's probably the best way to put it. And what I noticed too is that now that we've been back for 2 days, there's a lot less screen time for a lot of people now in the family. So for me, obviously, it's not that much the difference, because I have to work on the screen all day, but you know, as far as like checking Facebook all the time, or checking the news all the time, or checking Twitter all the time, or Instagram or whatever, like, that stuff to me is just, I don't care. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. And since we've been back, it's been a lot less. So that's definitely a positive. The other thing too, the one thing that I hated is that the little things that we take for granted, I think, a little bit, you don't have that when you don't have the internet. You don't have television. Not television. Television I don't care about, but the internet specifically. So, like, I had to update our Airbnb reservation because we stayed an extra day. I had to drive a total of an hour to do that, to get to a Dunkin' Donuts to get internet access so that I can update my Airbnb registration. It was one of our kids' birthdays over the vacation. So we wanted to like find something cool to do or whatever. We were going to go rent a jet ski or a couple jet skis. They're going to go horseback riding, going to go like do whatever. We had to drive like 15 minutes, that time 15 minutes, to get an LTE connection so we could look it up, to find different things that we can do. And then we had to like drive again to call them to make sure that we could register or whatever, like reserve stuff, whatever. We ended up going horseback riding and it was absolutely amazing. Danielle was a little scared, but actually they all were a little scared, but once they got on it, all three of them loved it, and it was amazing. It was like seriously really awesome. But yeah, like that was the one thing. And the other thing for me, because I'm a fisherman and I go out on the water a lot, is the weather. Like I never realized how often I use my phone to track weather activity. Like I look at the map every time I go out on the water, even if I'm going on a local pond, like I don't just look at the sky and say, oh, well, it looks good, because you never know. And that actually happened to me one time. We were on the down by the water and we were playing with the dog or whatever. And I was like, I'm just gonna go out on the kayak. And the kayak was on like a jet ski ramp. So I just push it in the water, throw my fins in and just start pedaling away. And it was awesome. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to go out. It looks nice out. It's the water's calm, whatever. So I hop in off the jet ski ramp, go, and I pedal all the way across. I don't know how far it was. It took me about 10 minutes. I pedal about 2 miles an hour, or 3 miles an hour. So do the math on that. But it was a pretty long pedal. And I get all the way over there, and I start throwing worms on some docks and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, I look back, and I hear thunder, and I see the sky. It's like black. I'm like, oh no, this is not good. So I'm still casting, because I'm watching the sky. Now I'm just watching the sky, like old school stuff. I'm literally like watching the clouds come over. So I'm casting. I'm like, all right, it's close enough. So now I have to pedal back, and I pedal, and as soon as I hit the jet ski dock, it started to pour, and it started to like really thunder, and lightning was going everywhere. So you know, those are the things like that. The weather was the big one for me, and like finding stuff on a map. If I lived there and knew all the places, I wouldn't care. Like, that wouldn't bother me at all. But because we didn't, we were visitors, and because we needed to find places, it was a little tough. So that's definitely one thing. Especially if you have kids, or even if you're single or whatever, I suggest you definitely do that for a little while. And don't just shut your phone off and think that you're going to stop, because you're probably not. Go to a place where you're forced to be disconnected for, you don't have to do it for 7 days like we did, but, you know, a day or two or three or four or whatever, or seven if you want to, or longer if you want to, and see how you feel when you come out of it, because it's an experience. It definitely is, and it's not as bad as definitely I thought it was. And the other cool thing too that happened on our trip, well, there's a lot of cool things that happened on our trip, but one other thing that I wanted to mention too, which was kind of awesome, is that the fishing was terrible. And that was like, you know, obviously my big thing was getting away with the family and ending the summer and doing all those things, you know, in the right way, and resetting and planning out the next, you know, couple months to the end of the year and all that, you know, goal setting, everything else. But I was out, I think it was Wednesday morning. No, sorry. It must have been Tuesday morning. I was out getting the internet to update my Airbnb registration, like I was telling you before, driving all the way to Dunkin' Donuts. And Casey sends me a message and she's like, it's just a picture, actually. And there was a bear in the front yard. Now, she was across the street text messaging her sister to say happy birthday, and there was a bear in the front yard getting at the garbage, like trying to get a garbage bag out. And she was like, the bear was in between her and the house. She was like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, me neither. I'm 45 minutes away trying to get internet access, or a half hour internet access. But it was really cool, because like that was one of the things. It wasn't cool for her. I guess she was scared to death. But it was cool because that was one of the things that we really wanted to do, was see a bear in the wild. I've never done that before, and she has never done that before. And the bear up there, from what I could tell, the one that we saw anyway, is, you know, kind of docile, I guess, or a little like – the bear didn't care about her. Like, it wasn't like a grizzly bear in the middle of Alaska or something. Like, it was chasing her down and all that. Just went, picked the bag out of the garbage, went and sat down on a log and ate the garbage out of the bag. That was pretty much it. And then when I came back a half hour later, it was like three or four houses down, and I got some really cool pictures of it, and you know, got to see and stuff like that. So I'll have some pictures of the bear and some other stuff from the vacation on KennyCannonPodcast.com. If you go there and check out this episode, you will see them. Also, if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook or anything like that, you'll see them there too. So that's cool. All right, guys. So that is it. Just unplug every once in a while. Unplug. It's a reset button for you. It's a reset button for your brain, and you can start over. You can set new goals. You can set new routines. You can plan out, you know, things. And there's a lot of things that you can do that you can't do when you're plugged in, because you don't think you have the time, or you don't think you have the focus, or you don't think you have the energy. Let me tell you something. When you're not plugged in for 7 days, all you have is focus. if you want to focus, that's the best way to do it, because that's all you really have. So it's pretty cool. All right, guys. So that is all for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. And that's it. See you next time.